All right, we've got to talk about all the madness around the Melania movie. Now, you may be saying, Chris, why are we talking about the Melania movie? There's so much important stuff going on, and I agree, but it may surprise you that the Melania movie is much more than just the movie. It's much more than it being god-awful, which we will talk about. It is also directly, and I mean directly tied to the Epstein files, for example, and it's a great example of this rising executive authority. We are currently witnessing the largest expansion of executive authority in all of our lifetimes. And this is a good example of Donald Trump using the levers of government to pressure private companies to do what he wants. We're going to get into all of this madness. But before we do, if you're like, who the hell is this guy? I thought I was watching Adam Mockler. Well, my name is Chris Mowry. I now do a daily video on the Adam Mockler channel. So if you enjoy this type of content, you can actually subscribe to my channel and the Adam Mockler channel at the same time right down below. If you just hit subscribe, it'd mean a lot if you checked out my YouTube channel. I'm putting a lot of work in over there. You guys have shown so much love. Truly, I appreciate you. All right, let's get into this. We'll start a little bit lighthearted. So this was actually an article that came out today. And I'm curious to know what you think in the comments down below. Military pressured to see Melania, the Melania movie, against their will. A military group has evidence of troops being ordered into theaters, into the movie theater. Thousands of active duty military personnel may have been pressured, quote, pressured, into seeing the Melania documentary at cinemas around the country, a watchdog has warned. The $75 million Amazon film opened last week to $7 million at the box office, despite universally terrible reviews. According to the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, those numbers have been artificially inflated by pressure from MAGA-aligned officers leaning on their troops to buy tickets. Quote, people are scared, Mikey Weinstein, president and founder of the MRFF, said. Weinstein said he has received letters from members of the U.S. military at eight different facilities worldwide, complaining that their superiors encouraged or pressured them to see the film. He told Business Insider, quote, they were pressured to see the movie. Your military superior, that's not your shift manager at Taco Bell or Starbucks. They have complete and total control over you. Now, listen, this is just wild to think about in practice. I'm not sure how realistic this is, although the fact that, you know, it's got these sources and these insiders is very interesting. I want to know your thoughts on this in the comments down below. I say it's, you know, I'm not so sure, but we live in such an unbelievable time in American history. Is this really that far-fetched? Maybe this isn't far-fetched at all compared to so much of what we're seeing right now. Quote, nobody that I know wanted to go except for those that did not want to go, want to get jacked up by our unit commander for not attending, one of those members told Weinstein in a letter seen by journalist Jonathan Larson, quote, the unit commander in question is alleged to have worn red MAGA hats in the past and made it very clear how he felt about those who do not support the administration's agenda. And he also alleged to have made seeing Melania count as one of the three, quote, unit activity events service members are required to attend each month. Such events are designed to promote bonds within combat units and their families. Quote, we feel helpless to try to fight against what he is doing here, referencing this particular commander forcing people to see the movie. Amazon's extraordinary expenditure on the 100-minute film has made it one of the most expensive documentaries of all time. $35 million was spent on marketing alone, while $40 million was handed to Melania Trump's production company for the, quote, rights to use her image and likeness in the film. So this is an automatic ROI negative. There's no question that this thing lost money. But for Jeff Bezos, for the people over at Amazon, it's really simple. Donald Trump now looks at you with good graces. He will give you favors because you literally practically gave Melania a $35 million check, right? And you paid for the whole movie and you paid for advertising. So, you know, maybe you make a little bit of money on the film. It all evens out. You basically gave $50 million to Donald Trump as a bribe, as a form of, you know, hey, I'll give you this if you treat Amazon well and, you know, you don't go after us with your investigations like you do with other companies. Again, a perfect example of rising executive authority. Now, as it relates, as I said earlier, to the Epstein files, this is a photo released very recently by the Department of Justice, the Epstein files. You see Jeffrey Epstein there with two young women. It's so disgusting to think about, to look at these photos. To the right, this man here, that is the director of the Melania movie. That's right. The director of the Melania movie was in the most recent batch of the Epstein files, hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein and a young girl. It's actually unbelievable. I found this here on Reddit. And if we look, newly released photos show Melania movie director Brett Ratner with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and two young girls. Now, the movie itself, again, the lowest rated movie of all time on IMDb. The idea, going back a second, that Amazon pumped all this money in because they thought it was going to be a good film is, I mean, that's laughable. The sky is green. Donald Trump's like a good human being. I'm 6'7", and I play for the Los Angeles Lakers. We can live in fantasy land, right? But the movie is effing garbage, and it was made, as I think the Guardian review, the movie, put it something like it was, you know, just a movie to essentially placate the king. The film sitting at 1.1 out of 10 stars with over 17,000 reviews. This is another photo from the Epstein Files of Brett Ratner, the director of the film. And a lot of people talking about this connection, bringing up Melania Trump's name a lot more often now with, her movie coming out. And with the release of the Epstein Files, also seeing this email. We've had this, I believe, for a while. From being redacted, this is to Jeffrey Epstein. Quote, "I simply cannot believe this victory. This was sent November 9th, 2016. No one called it. We all thought she'd win," referring to Hillary Clinton. "You must be happy, though. I remember flying back with Donald on his plane the first weekend I went to visit you," talking to Jeffrey Epstein. "I went to visit Jeffrey Epstein in Florida. And it was the weekend he met Melania, and he kept coming out of the bedroom saying, quote, wow, what a hot piece of ass. Nuts. Anyway, hope you're enjoying Saudi." So this email literally saying that Donald Trump met Melania Trump through a connection with Jeffrey Epstein. You remember this? This is an interview that Hunter Biden has done a few times with this YouTube channel before. And Melania Trump actually threatened to sue Hunter Biden and Channel 5, the YouTube channel that does this, with a $1 billion lawsuit because Hunter Biden alleging connections around Epstein. Listen to this clip.
"Gentlemen, the day of presidential litigation has arrived. It's lawsuit time. In my hand is a legal demand letter addressed to Mr. Hunter Biden from the First Lady of the United States, demanding a retraction of Channel 5's video called Hunter Biden Returns, in which Mr. Biden here makes some speculative comments about the relationship between Jeffrey Epstein, Melania Trump, and Donald Trump."
Okay, well, they knew each other well. They spent an enormous time together. According to his biographer, is that Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania. That's how Melania and the First Lady and the President met.
Really? Yeah. Epstein made the intro?
Yeah, according to Michael Wolff. Yeah. And so I only can go by what people are saying, and I don't know.
"He didn't make these claims out of nowhere. They come from another journalist named Michael Wolff, who is a biographer that actually spoke to Jeffrey Epstein. But now here we are. And I've got a $1 billion document in my hands because Mrs. Trump is seeking $1 billion in damages if we don't take the video down and if Hunter here doesn't issue a formal apology to Mrs. Trump. So now we're here maybe to give you the platform to apologize to the First Lady for your statements that you made about her possible connection to Jeffrey Epstein."
Fuck that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, really well said there from Hunter Biden. If you haven't watched those interviews with Hunter Biden on Channel 5, I really recommend it. They're great, great videos. Really give some good insight into Hunter Biden. But again, if you think about this, like Donald Trump and Melania Trump, this whole crew, they love suing people. They do it all the time when people, you know, upset them and make them cry. They do it. Melania Trump never filed this lawsuit, right? I wonder why. That's because it's pretty clear that there's some credible evidence that that Melania Trump, the current First Lady, met Donald Trump on a weekend where they were both at Jeffrey Epstein's island. They clearly met through a connection with Jeffrey Epstein. The last email I'm reading suggesting that they met on the plane the weekend that Donald Trump went to the island, or this guy went to the island, Donald Trump was there, something like this. This is another email from the Epstein Files. I believe we're interviewing somebody here. And again, highlighted this person claiming, quote, "Epstein introduced Melania Trump to Donald Trump." Michael Wolff also claimed this. And obviously, Michael Wolff talked to Jeffrey Epstein directly. This is from Midas Touch. Remember Donald Trump? This is from March 11th. "I'm pleased to announce that I'm appointing, I believe, Palalo Zampalli, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, exactly as special envoy for global partnerships. Midas Touch pointing out, Zampoli founded ID Model Management and ran in the same circles as Jeffrey Epstein, even running a charity directly with Ghislaine Maxwell. Zampoli claims, he's the one who claims he introduced Melania to Donald Trump at Kit Kat Club in New York. He had facilitated her move to the U.S. from Slovenia after finding her during one of his scouting trips to Europe in the 90s. So a lot of moving parts here, but again, seems like there is at least some connection between how Donald Trump and Melania Trump met and Jeffrey Epstein. And then this being a tweet I found. This is, again, Melania Trump here with his Zampoli. This person saying, quote, her initial pimp when she was escorting was Zampoli. He was good friends with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. Zampoli was the person who introduced Melania to Ghislaine. And at a subsequent party where she met Trump, Zampoli also got her the Einstein visa, how she came to the United States. So very interesting here. And again, I started this video and I said, we're going to talk about the Melania movie. But clearly, as you guys, I wasn't lying, it ties into a lot of stuff. The director being, you know, literally in photos in the Epstein files. And also, they got their payday, right? It cost millions, $75 plus million essentially for the whole film. They paid Melania Trump's production agency $35 million for the rights to the film. They give Trump money. Amazon gets their favors from the Trump Organization. Absolutely absurd. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ochler channel, so make sure you subscribe to both me and Adam Ochler down below. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you in the next video.